I am something.
I can't speak to her. I'm a clumsy fool in her presence.
What sort of a husband are you?
Marie Antoinette.
History is not kind to losers.
Watch all episodes on BBC iPlayer.
There'll be more about today's Oscar nominations in Front Row at 7.15 here on Radio 4. Now it's time to join Phil Ellis and Johnny Vegas for another episode of Phil Ellis is Trying. And this week, Phil tries to expand his horizons by joining a programme to cleanse his mind gutters. But is the programme just a front for something more sinister?
Phil Ellis is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Mixtown. I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a
pretty little thing approaching. Oh, God, I'm bored. The business line still hasn't rung. Ring, come on, ring. 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 Oh, damn, I thought that would work. You know, like it does with traffic lights. I have nothing to do. Oh, may as well have another round of the old classic. Here we go. Rock, scissors, paper. Lost again to strangely powerful paper. Another win for Lefty. Let's go. Rock, scissors, paper. Lost and won again.
Hi, Phil.
What time do you call this, Polly? I've been rushed off my feet all morning.
I told you I'd be late for work today. I've started my new volunteer job.
Oh, yeah, you're a community support person now, aren't you?
No, Phil, I'm a community support officer. I just help to support the support officer, who in turn supports the actual police officer.
Like a teaching assistant's assistant?
Yeah, but with less responsibility.
Right, man the phone, Polly. I'm off to the gym.
The gym?
There's something funny about me wanting to get beach fit.
Beach fit? You're on your holiday in Burnley. You're only going to the gym because you know that Ellie is a member.
Oh, is Ellie a member? I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know? Come on. Maybe you should read the office calendar more. Look what you've written for today. Monday, midday. Ellie will be at the gym.
I didn't know it was Monday, did I?
You don't know what day of the week it is?
I struggle with the year sometimes.
Point I'm making is that I know what you're up to, Phil. You're going there to spy on Ellie.
You're really taking this police support business seriously, aren't you, Polly?
HQ to Polly, HQ to Polly. We have a code 4 in progress at the precinct. I repeat, we have a code 4. Please report to HQ as soon as possible.
Code 4? Is that good or bad?
No, Phil, a 5 is bad. A 4 is really bad. I have to go. If I manage to stop this code 4, it'll be an immediate promotion to the prestigious title of Community Support Officer. Imagine that, halfway to a truncheon.
Well, good luck. I'm going to be late for the gym if I don't hurry. Working on my quads today. I think they're my arse or something like that.
Hey, Phil. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Ellie. My Karamak's stuck in the bloody vending machine again. Damn D14. It's my nemesis. 3 Karamaks, a topic, and 2 bags of McCoys that bastard's had out of me.
I didn't realise you were a member of Parable Gym, Phil.
Oh, yeah, I love the gym. Yeah, I have a lobby membership. It's only $2.70 a month.
That's cheap. What does that give you access to?
Reception. I'm basically allowed to wander around the ground floor. You know, I can use the vending machines. I'm also allowed in the lifts. But I'm not allowed to press any of the floor buttons.
All right. I thought you were looking the same.
Hey there, beautiful. Thought I'd find you here.
You talking to me?
Of course not. Talk to this gorgeous creature.
Hey, J-Dog.
J-Dog? Ugh, J-Cloth more like. Now that was a zinger.
Phil, this is my personal trainer, J-Dog. J's Australian.
Australia, eh? Sadly, I'm not allowed to go there because I don't have a criminal record.
Yes, you have.
How many times, Ellie, it backed on to me?
Great stuff. So, Ellie, are you ready to blitz those abs?
Steady on, Ramsey Street. You're not allowed to call them that anymore. You have to call them Indigenous Australians. Anyway, if you excuse me, I'm rather busy. Damn D14.
All right, I get it now. You're a lobby member. Yeah. We had to have a blue light bulb put in the toilets because of you lot.
I actually go against the flow of the other lobby members, thank you, J-Dog. And I take part in the activities that are on the notice board. That's why I come here. Well, you know, that and the Karamax.
Ah, really? Which notice board activity are you most interested in then?
Oh, which one? That one.
Post-hysterectomy yoga.
You don't know me. But no, not that one, though. That one in the mind section.
Let's have a read of this event. Empty your mind gutters of life's dead leaves. Tea and coffee available on request. Dress code smocks and crocs. First meeting, 12 p.m, opposite the food bank.
The food bank? I've just come from there. Pointless trip as usual. All the custard creams are gone.
I think it's great when people open their minds up to new things.
Oh, do you? Really? Well, then that means I'm definitely going.
You'll have to get a move on, Phil. It starts in 10 minutes.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, off I go, then. Better go and clean the old mine gutters, and then you'll see the man that I was destined to be.
I'd ask for a receipt, mate.
I think I like the cut of your muscular and perfectly toned jib, mate. Ah, I'm off.
Let's have a look at that leaflet, Ellie. Opposite the food bank, eh?
You're not going to go too, are you, Jay?
Maybe I will. I'm interested to see if this guy actually goes.
Oh, leave him alone, Jay. He's a good guy.
Is he?
Well, no, but really he is trying.
Well, it'll be interesting to see just how hard he is trying.
God, the high street's depressing since they depedestrianised it. Ugh, everything's closed down. Oh, even Smock Shop's gone out of business. Oh, no, look at the state of Polly over there. Is she trying to taser a pigeon?
Get away from that child, you feather-covered rat bastard!
Polly, what are you doing here?
Is that code 4? Someone reported a pigeon attacking innocent citizens on the bench.
So this is a code 4? You're here to arrest a pigeon?
Don't be silly, Phil. You know I don't have that power.
What are you here for, then?
To shoo it.
You've got a code for shooing a pigeon. What? Why is a pigeon situation so high up the numbers, anyway? What's a code 3? A loose balloon? Call the marksman in.
You shouldn't keep mocking me, Phil. You may need my newly acquired skills one day.
Oh, I may need your skills, may I? Yeah. To do what? Talk me down from the ledge? Yeah. Let the hostages go? Convince me not to turn the gun on myself?
I'm not doing any of those again, actually. You ruined Red Nose Day.
If I have to watch one more newsreader dance.
Where are you off to anyway?
I'm off to a relaxation course, actually. To clear my mind gutters.
Why?
Why do you think, Polly? To impress a woman I've no chance with and to prove an Australian wrong.
Oh, of course. Be careful though, Phil. Might be a scam. You know how suggestible you are.
Yes, I am.
No, I didn't exactly mean... Oh, hang on! That pigeon's edging towards that pensioner with the sausage roll!
Yeah, good luck, Pigeon Whisperer. I'm off to visit Johnny's memorabilia shop to see if I can borrow a smock.
Wings in the air, punk!
Hello? Johnny? Johnny, is that you?
Dad.
Johnny, stop messing about. I'm in a rush. Where are you? Bloody hell, Johnny. You scared the hell out of me. What are you doing?
I was just having a bit of fun. Look, I've just bought that fake fin from the film Jaws.
You know I'm terrified of that film. It's thanks to Jaws I'm scared of inflatables. Which is a shame for such a lonely man.
A new stocking today. What do you think of this beauty?
Yeah, it's a shoe, so what?
Hello, this is the actual shoe as worn by Daniel Day-Lewis in the film My Left Foot.
But it's a right shoe.
It's still had 2 feet, you know. You want the left one anyway, it's scuffed.
Yeah, but it's not the famous foot, is it? That's like trying to sell Paddington's other coat.
I'll have you know that cagoule is certified 100% genuine. What do you need anyway, Phil?
It's a bit rude, mate. Maybe I just wanted to say hello and see how you are. Yeah.
Oh, come on. I've known you for 16 years. When I first met you, you were nothing. That's where the sentence ends.
Well, that's going as of today, pal, because I'm off on a course of enlightenment to fix my brain and, yeah, OK, I do actually need to borrow a smock and some Crocs, please.
Ah, a smock, the gentleman's overalls. Right, let's have a look at costume department. Follow me. Right, here we are.
Oh.
Here you go, mate. Look at... Perfect. Like a glove.
Right. What film's this smock from again, mate?
Mississippi Burning.
Yeah, I thought so. Probably leave the hood attachment, if that's all right.
Probably a good idea. And here's some Crocs.
But there's no backstory for these? No one famous owned them?
Of course not, Phil. The Crocs. As worn by adult toddlers. Where was he going, anyway?
Well, it's this new course that teaches you to clean out your mind gutters.
Oh, can I come? Oh, my mind gutters are filthy. And I'm also very open to all new forms of self-healing and meditation.
Meditation? You? You once sat with your legs crossed, mate. That's not technically meditating.
Oh, go on.
OK, you can come to the meeting, but we have to hurry.
Champion!
First, take the fin off. Right, I think this is the place, Johnny. Opposite the food bank and next door to the new BHS. Let's head in.
Yeah, I remember when that BHS used to be a Maplin's. How quickly we forget.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the Mind Palace of Tranquility. Allow us to cleanse your mind gutters.
All right, Mr. Mind Palace. Put the kettle on first. There's free tea and a biscuit on the flyer.
I am sensing hostility.
Ooh, you're good, aren't you? You must be a level 12 or something.
Oh, wise one. We have travelled very far across treacherous terrain, and all I'd like to ask is just one question, please. And that will release me of all my torment and pain.
Of course, weary traveller. What is it that you ask of me?
Could I use your toilet, please? I'm bursting.
Yes, past the door of enlightenment. And it's the second door on your right, mate. Code is 348Z. Don't forget to press C first and turn the handle anti-clockwise. My son.
Cheers.
So are you the leader, then?
His serenity has been delayed by the universe's will, but he shall be with us shortly.
All right. What happens then?
Well, then His Holiness shall choose the Blessed Ones who will travel through space with us to start a new existence in a land far away from this dying planet.
Right. Is that before or after the tea and biscuits?
Ah, the serene being has arrived.
I do. Bloody bus, 25 minutes late. Don't do contactless. Zap change only. I had to buy this can of luck from the shop.
Greetings, Bhagwan.
Bhagwan? That's no Bhagwan, that's Mick the Chinese herbalist. Who made you the Bhagwan, Mick? Last I heard, you were peddling parts of your privet to cure short-sightedness.
I am now Bhagwan. I'm no longer Mick, except at weekends, when I'm still the high street's leading and only Chinese herbalist.
Hold on. Hey, Mick. Are you really a Chinese herbalist?
How many times? It's the herbs that are Chinese, not me. Now shut your face and get through the door of free speech and into the room of destiny.
Pitch black in here.
Bloody bulb of enlightenment's gone again. Has anybody got a torch on the phone?
Allow me to be of assistance, Your Serenity. I shall open the curtains of societal constraint.
That's better. Do you mind if I sit on this, whatever you weirdos call it? The four-legged aid of rest, the wise owl's perch, the oak-hewn mind spot.
We tend to call it a chair.
Oh, you've changed your tune.
Would you please pass me the beanbag of self-belief?
Right, be seated, soon to be believers. Any questions you may have will be answered in this video infomercial starring our most high-profile believer. So pay attention to the tape.
Hoorah! Say hello to my little film. After making the Adam Sandler film Jack and Jill in 2011, I was sad. My mind gutters were overflowing with life's dead leaves. Every time I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That is when I first learned of and found contentment at last through the bag wound.
Mick.
That is why I, Al Pacino, am urging you to also put your faith in the most trusted bagworm.
Mick.
This world is dying, but you don't have to die along with it. For just 300
pounds.
You too can earn your place on the mothership and finally clean out your filthy mind gutters. It's time to say goodbye forever to your earthly commitments and your old lives. And also, hoo-ha, don't forget to cancel the milk.
Any questions?
This scam is about as subtle as Paddy McGuinness. So what's the plan when we get to this new home world, pal?
Well, that's when we repopulate.
But we're all men.
Stop being so old-fashioned. It all works differently in our new planet.
Excuse me, Mr. Bagwan?
Bagwan's just fine.
It says here, Bagwan, that for our first down payment on salvation, we all get a colonisation kit, which includes seeds for growth, a maglite, and a comb.
Damn it! I forgot the bloody seeds. Anyway, don't worry about them. We can all get sustenance we need from the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I've not eaten anything for 6 years.
Come off it, mate. I can smell frazzles on your breath.
Ah, frazzles. The breakfast crisp. Anyway, look, I want my seeds or I'm leaving.
Why, we won't really be planting them anywhere, you know.
If he skips on the seed, he may do the same for the tea and biscuits.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, we want our seed, don't we? We want our seed, don't we, fellow idiots? Yes.
We want seed. We want seed. We want seed.
Right, fine. Fine, I'll give you seed. Your bloody job's worth you. There's always one in a group, isn't there? I bet you read small print.
Welcome to Ellie's Florist. How may I... Oh, hi, Mick. I haven't seen you in here before.
Yeah, well, I don't see the point of buying flowers. Why pay for something that's just going to die? That's why I never got married. Anyway, my caravan backs onto the pet cemetery, so I'm all right for flowers, thanks.
Then how can I help you?
Have you got any seeds?
Seeds? Wouldn't you be better off trying the garden centre?
I'm barred.
You're barred from the garden centre?
Yeah, for fly tipping.
Hi, Polly.
Hi, Ellie. Oh, hello, Mick.
Why are you staring at me?
Are you allowed to be in here?
Well, why are you pestering law-abiding citizens like me then, Polly? Shouldn't you be out catching real criminals? I see that pigeon continuing its reign of terror. Just watch it take a steak bake from a pram.
I am working on that as we speak. Who'd have thought it'd be so hard to catch a pigeon? I've got a plan, though. Do you sell seed, Ellie?
Oi, it's me that's got a need for seed.
What are you after seed for, Mick? You know you're not allowed to grow anything anymore.
How many times? That was for medicinal purposes.
And what was it to cure again?
Dyslexia. And anyway, the judge found me not quilty. Look, have you got any seed or not, Ellie? I've got a ship to catch.
Yeah, here you both are. £5 each, please.
Cheers.
Police headquarters to Polly. Come in, Polly.
Polly receiving. Over.
Be on the lookout for a man claiming to be a Bagwan. He's approximately 6 foot, larger build, beard, surly, poor personal hygiene, pompous, dyslexic, inquiring about seed, goes by the name of Mick. Approach with caution. Early reports suggest that the suspect might be belligerent.
I'll keep my eyes out, HQ.
Right, I'll be off then. I'll keep my eyes peeled for that chap as well. Sounds like a right bastard.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome, Fuzz.
Polly, do you think that HQ may have been talking about Mick?
Damn, you're right, Ellie. Oh, I'll never catch him now.
He's still outside. Look, he's shaking his fist at a dog.
Oh, yeah? I better get after him. Let me just check I've got everything. Seed, pencil, Lynx Africa spray, key, keychain, trousers to attach keychain to, high-vis jacket, hat.
Polly, he's gone now.
Damn, he's fast. I'll never find him now. Wait, what's that trail of stuff leading away from that dog?
I think it's seed. The bag I gave him must have had a hole in it.
Seed, eh? Think that's just given me an idea.
Oh, This is a farce.
Well, you're so negative. If you're not willing to open your mind a little, you might as well pack it in and go home.
If there's one thing us Ellises don't do, Johnny, it's quit. Why do you think I still wet the bed? Besides, I only came here to try and show Ellie that I'm mature and prepared to work on myself. If I could just stick this day out and complete this stupid course, then she'll know I'm committed, and then I may get an actual date with her.
Why are you here, though, for trying to believe? This spaceship could be our ticket out of here.
You're falling for that trike, Johnny. Look around you. Look at our fellow cosmonauts. Look at Frank over there. He's at least 90 years old. He couldn't even re-enter the post office.
Come on, Phil. They all said Channel 5 wouldn't work.
Oh, no, there's no accounting for the British public's thirst for tits and Nazis.
Why?
The Bagwan has returned.
Oh, right, sorry for the delay. I've had to shake my fist at a dog. Right, I've got the seeds. Right, should we just all take five and I'll be back in a bit with your initiation packs?
Finally.
Yeah, and it's one biscuit per astronaut as well. Don't touch a penguin, it's mine.
God, they better have custard creams.
You all right, Phil?
All right, my back. Steady on, J-Dog, you're not burping a rhino. What are you doing here anyway? Has Ellie sent you to check up on me?
No, I just thought I'd pop in and see how your mind gutters were doing. Who's your friend?
I'm Johnny. Are you the Rock?
No, J-Dog's the name.
Sounds like an IPA. Another classic.
You want to come down to the gym sometime, Johnny, for a free sesh? I'll spot you.
Not down the gym, you won't. Every January, joins Greg's. Right, JPEG, whatever your name is. You've seen that I've actually come to the meeting, so you can go back and report to Ellie that I'm a man of my word.
Actually, Phil, I'm here because...
Silence, followers! You're all now ready for phase two. To the launch site! Welcome to the launch site.
It's a Tesco car park, isn't it?
Thank you. I've been saying that for the past 5 minutes.
Right, silence. Just be quiet, or you won't be getting a window seat. Right, everyone, if you can head over to the click and collect, that's where the final preparation is going to take place.
You ready for this, Phil?
J-Dog, have you managed to fit a big shop in during the walk over?
Yeah, ordered it online on the app.
Look at the rubbish you eat. Oh, my God, skinless chicken breasts. Ugh. And how do you get milk from an oat?
Congratulations, everybody! The bank has just informed me that your checks have cleared. We're now all ready for space.
Look, I'm freezing. What time is the mothership getting here, Bagwan?
As the prophecy foretold, 9-ish. 9:15, depends on traffic. So before we leave, we must rid ourselves of all our vestiges of earthly incarnations. Put all your jewellery, money and electronic devices into this bag for life.
Here we go, I knew it. This is the scam.
Here you go, your lordship. That's all I've got on me.
Phil?
Right, here's my stash.
20p, where's the rest?
That 20p is literally everything I have, and I want it back. It's one of the special Beatrix Potter coins. It's got Jeremy Fisher on it. Look at him, he's on a rod.
Now, everybody, it's time to summon the mothership.
Yes, to summon the ship, all old hands, everybody. Close your eyes and repeat the holy mantra. Sail away with the Horinoco floor.
Sail away. He's not even trying to be convincing now, is he? Sail away. J-Dog, are you crying?
Sail away. I think it's so beautiful.
It's Enya.
No, I mean, I can't wait to start a new life.
J-Dog, it's not real. It's a scam. There is no spaceship.
I know, Phil. I mean, I can't wait to start a new life with your help.
What?
You're the man I've always wanted to be, Phil. Inside that body and mind that's as poorly maintained as a Wetherspoon's beer garden is a great man.
Yeah, but what's wrong with my body?
So much, Phil. And that's your beauty. I want you to train me to be more like you.
Train you to be more like me? Well, for a start, you can learn how to frown and you'll need a cough.
Yes, I'm beautiful. Yes, I've got the body fat level of 4% and I'm perfectly symmetrical.
He is. He's as symmetrical as a Kardashian's ass. You want to be more like Phil? I mean, why, J-Dog? Are you craving burst capillaries or acid reflux? Could you please don't wish your hair away? It's beautiful. like a handsome lion.
I've been in awe of you, Phil, since the moment I saw you trying to steal the stapler from the gym reception when it was unmanned. A stapler I knew you'd never use. I just love how you don't care about anyone, not even yourself.
I do care about myself.
I just watched you eat sugar from your pocket.
Wait a minute, where's the bagman gone? He's done a bloody runner whilst you've been making the car park awkward. Oh, gotta go and find him.
Which way could they have gone?
Well, it's Mick, isn't it? So it's definitely downhill. Come on.
Can't believe those idiots fell for the oldest trick in the book. The old mothership switcheroo. Now I'm off to Argos. I can finally buy that free slice toaster. I've had my eye on it for ages. Two slices for me, one slice for a guest.
Not so fast, you naughty bagwan. Now drop the bag.
Polly, how did you find me?
With a little help from this guy.
That's a pigeon from the high street that's been giving everybody the evils.
He's a reformed character, unlike you, Mick. I used him to follow your seed trail.
My seed trail? Is this another paternity suit thing? I'll tell you what I told the courts. She's a liar. And I've never even been to Malaga.
No, you left a trail of seed. There's a hole in your bag.
Oh, damn it. That's the oldest mistake in the book.
Polly!
Bagman, you're going to miss the ship's arrival.
Oh yeah, don't worry about that. I'm going to catch the next one anyway.
Nothing but a common thief, Mick. Where do you think you're going with my 20p?
Hand over the bag, Mick.
Fine. To be honest, it's bugger all in there. Three fake swatches and a generic Viagra.
My generic Viagra. I'll have that back, thank you. Bingo night tomorrow.
Am I under arrest then?
Oh, you will be. As soon as I've called a community support officer and waited for them to arrive. Assess the situation and then call a police officer. Who we shall both then wait to come and arrest you.
Polly, he's gone.
Well, I lost the bogus bag one, but at least I caught this little fella. Just need to take him down to the station and hopefully I'll still get that promotion from community support officer to community support officer.
Well, hey, oh, careful, Polly. He's going for my genetic Viagra. He thinks it's seed.
It's too late. He snaffled it in one. Well, I can think of worse ways to go. Come on, let's go to the pub. Come on, J-Dog. You want to learn how to be me? I always buy the first three rounds.
No, you don't.
Shh, we might as well get something out of today.
Phil Ellis is Trying is written by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. It starred Phil Ellis, Amy Gledhill, Cassia Kavinga, Terry Minot, Sunil Patel and Johnny Vegas, with guest star Mick Ferry. It was produced by Sam Michel and is a BBC Studios production.
Next week, Phil discovers that his long-lost dad might not be so long-lost after all. Phil Ellis is Trying, back next Tuesday. In an hour's time, Phylon 4 tells the story of a primary school on the front line of the cost of living crisis. A school doing more than most to make sure children are fed, warm and have somewhere safe to go home at night. We spent several months recording at the Ingor Community Primary in Preston. It's in one of the most deprived areas in England, but that's not the only challenge. The school is going to exceptional lengths to make sure families survive.